Maine's Health and Human Services Committee is considering several bills that would expand Medicaid coverage under the Affordable Care Act, from flat-out expansion to various compromises to putting the issue to referendum. They are the latest attempts in a now annual battle to extend insurance coverage to about 20,000 low-income Mainers. Patty White has more.
The idea behind these bills is to close what's known as the coverage gap. The Affordable Care Act was written to expand Medicaid coverage across the country, but a 2012 Supreme Court ruling allowed states to opt out. In non-expansion states like Maine, some low-income individuals now earn too much to qualify for Medicaid, but too little to qualify for subsidies to purchase marketplace insurance plans. If Maine closes that coverage gap and expands Medicaid, the federal government will reimburse at 100% through 2016.
Despite the fact that we have let 2 years slip away without expanding, the benefits remain just as pertinent, just as powerful, just as justified today, and some would say more so.
At a public hearing on Thursday, Democratic Representative Linda Sanborn of Gorham said the federal injection of money would fuel the state economy, and expanding health coverage would lower overall health costs, not to mention provide needed health care. Sanborn points out that 26 other states have expanded Medicaid.
For those concerned about being an outlier, Maine is now in that category and is the only northeastern state to have refused to help the working poor obtain coverage.
Two senators, including Republican Tom Saviello, proposed concept bills to allow lawmakers to tailor how Maine could expand Medicaid. Saviello says the state should create a compromise plan modeled after other states, such as Tennessee or Wyoming. Those state plans require newly eligible Medicaid recipients to pay a portion of their insurance.
I ask you to look for the best way to do this. We have a great opportunity in your hands.
Proponents of expansion ranged from uninsured Mainers to a sheriff lamenting the need for coverage for mental health and substance abuse services to providers like Dr. Amy Madden of Belgrade. She recounted the experience of a middle-aged patient who struggled to manage his diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol without insurance. Madden says the man recently had a heart attack and had to leave his job. The irony, she says, is that his health is now so poor, he qualifies for disability coverage.
So instead of providing health insurance initially to allow for the comprehensive and continuous care of his multiple medical issues that would have avoided these bad outcomes, we instead allowed his health to spiral into a life-threatening situation when the care was more expensive, when it was delivered through the charity of hospitals and other caregivers, and when his health status has now been deemed disabled.
Proponents also cited studies that support Medicaid expansion, such as a recent report from New York consulting firm Manat Health Solutions that found Maine would save $26 million in 2016 if it expanded Medicaid. But the LePage administration is not swayed by that study and is instead pointing to a recent report that evaluated enrollment numbers in states that expanded Medicaid.
And what we found was that states were dramatically over projection just within the first year.
Taryn Bragdon is CEO of the Foundation for Government Accountability, which produced the report.
What it means is that states are going to be on the hook for a lot more money in funding Medicaid expansion than what they first projected. And that means either taxes will have to go up or money will have to be redirected from other populations that receive Medicaid benefits or from other areas of the state budget.
After 2016, the federal government will gradually ratchet down its reimbursement rate from 100% to 90% by 2020. Governor LePage has vetoed past attempts at Medicaid expansion, saying it's short-sighted to expect that federal funds will always be available. LePage has also pointed out that Maine's previous Medicaid expansion under former Democratic Governor John Baldacci failed to live up to promises that it would reduce costs. As if anticipating another stalemate on the issue in the legislature this year, one lawmaker, Democratic Representative McDevin, has submitted a bill that would put the decision in voters' hands through a statewide referendum. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.